Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Page of Cups, and this one comes to us from the Tarot of the Divine by artist Yoshi Yoshitani. And, you know, I gotta tell you, I love seeing this card here, all right, because I always see it as, like, when the universe is up to something. Conspiring to bring the right people, the right situations. And I always say, there is no such thing as coincidence. Our page is a messenger, and this is a message which is creative and intuitive even. And I don't care who you are or where you are, more than likely things have been eventful and changes afoot in some way, shape, or form. Now, today, Mercury is on its very last day of its time in Leo. And, you know, with Leo, we are more inclined to, you know, want to have fun, to be creative, to spend time with children. And, you know, even sometimes a little bit of drama is involved because there's a lot of me vibes that are going on there. And when we get to the very tail end of any transit through a sign, we see all of that energy just kind of pile up. So it sort of manifests itself in a bigger way. Now, tomorrow it's going to move into Virgo, which is a home sign. And you're going to like that because it's going to really give you an opportunity to step back and to get yourself organized, because I'll tell you what, there has been so much that is going on. But don't worry, all the fun-loving, you know, Leo energy is not going away. Venus is going to head in that direction on the 11th, the same day as the full moon in Aquarius. Now, we have Jupiter having stationed retrograde, still in, you know, powerful mode. Uranus is in breakout mode, getting ready to retrograde on the 24th into the tail end of January. And there's just all this massive energy out there that's been churning. And so many big, I call them big, aspects that have taken place in these last few days where we see the North Node involved, Uranus involved, Mars. It's just like, it's a lot to comprehend. And things are simply not staying the same, especially when Uranus is involved. So, you know, there is nothing big on the horizon for a couple days. So you might actually be able to savor some of what is going on and, you know, recalibrate and get your bearings, that type of thing. But I'll tell you what, this card, my description of it would be to picture yourself as a little pushpin on a map, right? But when you're looking at the whole map, you see where you are on your path, you see the various roads of other people, and, you know, their little pushpins, and where they intersect, all right? We don't often think about this. This is why I say there is no such thing as coincidence. And this card always brings it to mind because it tells me that the universe is conspiring to find creative ways to show you. This is kind of like you have to pay attention to the opportunities that are there. It's not always available to everyone to be able to do that, because sometimes we become far too focused and we only see things one way. And it turns out that is not always the grand plan. Planning is a wonderful thing, and we spoke about that a couple days ago. And you need strategies, you need plans, but you also need to be able to adjust with them and to, you know, have your ear to what the universe is saying, that type of thing. And I do believe that if you can do that, you will find that there is just so much more potential which is available to you. Now, I did mention on Monday that I've been feeling really, really bad the last couple of weeks, and all of my subscription platforms were, I was way ahead, and now I'm kind of like running behind a little bit. So between that and Wi-Fi issues, it's going to be another day or two before you see me get caught up. I will post on them as well so people know, but I anticipate being back on track in no time. So with that being said, my calendar is current through, I'd say, the 10th, if you want to read up on anything that's coming. And yeah, it's a big month with a whole lot more left in store. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.